Triple M, Mid-North Coast. It is Strotty for Brekkie on our favourite day of the week. It is Friday, the 6th day of September. That is the late, great Murray Happ and the Strotty Breakfast Show singers, led by the great Tony Verhoeven there for the It's Friday song. Yes, good morning, everybody. It is also National White Balloon Day, to get dedicated to breaking the silence surrounding child sexual assault in Australia. So a very, very important day. Royal Commission over. Everyone's trying to move forward, but another great reminder to look after our precious little ones. Dear, oh dear, some of those stories out of that commission. My God. Now, let's get on to some happier thoughts for today, and I'm talking about the weather. If you're a farmer, particularly across the ranges, it does look pretty good today. I think by Sunday it's going to be pretty fine, but the official word is cloudy with a very high 90% chance of showers and thunderstorms, and up to about 23 for today. Now, for the coastal waters, there is a strong wind warning. Now, we were supposed to be going out on a boat today, the Triple M staff. Oh, dear, oh, dear. A strong wind warning current for northerlies, 20 to 25 knots. The swell is out of the east to about a metre and a half. Bottom of the tide about noon, and the outlook for the weekend, cloudy with showers and storms tomorrow and Sunday, partly cloudy with just a slight chance of a shower in the morning and afternoon and 22. Major news stories of the day today. Well, we've all been following the progress of Josh Ball and the McClay Hay run. Well, Josh will have a smile on his face to learn today, and you'll see this on the news tonight. 2,000 bales of hay will roll into Gunnedah today, which is great news. From America, yet another shooting. As you heard with Hannah at 5 o'clock, four people have been killed, including the gunman, and several injured after he opened fire at a bank in downtown Cincinnati. You'll see more about that on the news tonight as well. Locally, Fairfax is reporting a War Hope woman will serve an 8-month jail sentence as community service after pleading guilty to withdrawing more than $24,000 from her grandmother's bank account. Taylor Ann Webb, age 26, of Port Macquarie, fronted the Port Local Court Wednesday for sentencing. Also, a 45-year-old male driver of a ute involved in a single-vehicle collision north of Glenray last night was transported from the scene by the Westpac Rescue Helicopter with spinal and chest injury. So, again, how many jobs does that Westpac Rescue Helicopter do? Well done to them. In sport, Lee and I are cranky this morning. Well, not cranky, but I think we knew it was coming. AFL, Richmond easily beat our Hawks by 30-odd points. And in the NRL tonight, Triple M rocks the footy live coverage of semi-final number one as the Storm host Maroons Bunnies. And locally, so much happening in sport, including today, day one of the National Old Malibu Surfing Titles get underway at Crescent Head. 13 divisions to be contested. It's also the Show and Shine Day today. Also in racing, the Gallops are at Tuncurry today with the running of the $32,000, how's this for a long name for a race, the $32,000 Pacific Palms Holiday Foster Tuis 4X Gold Cup over 2,100 metres. Now, Tess Wilkes has the horse Loving Home as the top weight with 67 kgs. And the last look at the track said it was going to be a soft 7 for today. So there you go. On the show today, it's Friday. We have so much to get through. Coming up, we will give you our top three things to do this weekend. That's coming up after 7. John Michael Hollywoodhausen with all the entertainment goss, and I know he loves talking about this. The Wizard of Oz stolen red slippers have been found after years of searching. He's got news on Tim Conway as well as an Aussie series picked up by a US network. $1,000, of course, up for grabs on the birthday wheel. And if you're birthdaying today, you're sharing up with the likes of Buddy Holly, Gloria Gaynor, and the great Peter Lawford. The Golden Grand Final ticket, yes, only Triple M Club members can win. It's airfares, accommodation, a 5-course meal, chauffeured to the ground, a drinks package to the biggest game of the year. If you're not a member, sign up today, triplem.com.au. And, of course, Christy in with What's on the Mid-North Coast today for Holiday Coast Credit Union. Wow, that's a big lineup. 13 27 10. You can email midnorthcoast@triplem.com.au. Get us via the Facebook site or indeed our website, Triple M Mid North Coast, where if you missed any part of the show, just go to my page and press catch up. We love our city. Feels good.
Love living here.
Why would you want to live anywhere else?
It's just a good
they
spot.
Have everything it. You need in stock now.
On Cactus Island Radio, morning comment with Genghis Pork Bun.
Well, it's been quite some time since this Donald Dump fellow became the President of the United States of America and captured the hearts and minds of sensible people everywhere. This debonair blonde Adonis even turned my head. Ooh. But now I'm not so sure about him. This Donald Dump wants every country to have nuclear weapons. He wants to punish women who have abortions. He wants to deport all Muslims so he can convert all their mosques into casinos and turn their minarets into dump towers. And there is good points. I mean, I have no problem with any of that. They're all well thought out policies. Well, they are a bit left wing for my liking, but it's a start. Oh, and don't forget that wall he's building down south, the Great Wall of America. I think it's to attract Chinese tourists who are sick of their own wall. I believe you'll be able to see it from heaven. Brilliant. But there's just one problem with this Donald Dump being the president. He's rich. I mean, look what happened to our country when we let a rich man take charge. Malcolm Turnbull. A catastrophe. A debacle. A walking Armageddon. And that's gilding the lily, so good riddance. The truth is that rich people don't know how to run a country because they've never been on Struggle Street. Malcolm's idea of a national problem was the exclusion of caviar from a free trade agreement. Oh, my giddy aunt. I still say our leader should be Tony Abbs, a man who wouldn't have a clue how to make any money at all. Oh, look, I know Blot Morrison got the job, but that's only temporary. It may yet be Tony Abbs, a fearless champion. He eats raw onions whole. And did America learn anything from our experience of having a rich leader? No. With Donald Dump, they'll walk the same plank into an ocean of ordure. America, home of the brave, home of the stupid. Well, listen up, America. Genghis Porkbun has the answer to your leadership problem. You need President Tony Abbs. That's right. If we can't have him, why don't you let Tony Abbs make America great again? Available for immediate delivery. Call now. Oh, do I have to do all the thinking in this world? I'm Genghis Porkbun. I'll be back after this break. Thanks, Genghis, mate. Oh, don't worry, Tony, love. I'll get you back into power somewhere, somehow.
How green was my cactus for the Bonnie Hills Garden Centre and Cafe? Planning your spring garden? They have everything you need in stock now.
Triple M's fishing best bet.
Here he is. He's very excited. The one and only Bluey Waters. Good morning, Bluey.
Morning,
Sean. And I tell you what, this has got to be the change of season today. I had two lots of jackets on, Bluey, as I walked out the front door. It's fanning beautiful out there.
Yeah, lovely, yeah. I'm down to a T-shirt this morning. Oh. I'll take the chance.
Okay, well done. Well, I'm with you.
Yeah. I'll take a chance. I'll just do the T-shirt this morning, and I'm very happy with it.
Yeah, very nice indeed. Now, yesterday, though, what is it with the late afternoons, that cold wind and it getting dark, Blue? It's fanning. I'm like a set out of a Stephen King novel, like a horror movie yesterday.
Yes, it wasn't very nice at all yesterday. Now, windows of opportunity for fishing, we had the tides against us, we had the winds against us, and there was just nothing going our way, so in the end, we just didn't raise a fish. And I tell you what, I'm very disappointed with this week. I know we've had difficult tides to fish with, but you'd think we would have got amongst a few fish somewhere along the line, but it's been duck eggs all week.
Yeah, I know. Now, let's have a look at what's happening with the best bet. I don't think you're going to like this, Bluey. Northerly winds to 25 knots, and the swell out of the east to 1.5 metres, and a bottom of the tide at noon. I know that's not a very good combination.
That's like a trifecta, isn't it? The wrong way.
Oh, I know. This is shocking, isn't it? All right, where are we going to go if we're desperate?
Well, if we're going to drop a line in, we're just going to grab a few prawns, and we'll just go out the estuary, and we'll just try for a blackfish or a brim, you know, just have a bit of luck. That's all we need, just a bit of luck on our side, you know?
Mm.
Lucky.
Okay, yeah. All right. Blackfish or brim on prawns, okie-dokie.
Yeah.
Now, just while we're talking, Bluey, there's news just coming through. This is not good because he was one of my favourites. Burt Reynolds has just passed away at age 82.
Oh.
Just repeating, we're just getting news through that Burt Reynolds has just passed away at age 82. John Michael spoke about him last week. He was in a remake last week of a television series. So, interesting. Anyway, Burt Reynolds, yes. dead at age 82. Now, also, talking about the newsagent, Bluey, as I whizzed across the road and I found out how warm it was, how's this?
Did you get a shower of rain?
No, I didn't. I was at 5:30. I was gone, over and back.
You're joking. No. It poured, yeah?
Well, it didn't when I ran across the road. But anyway, he's got the lurgy, Bluey. He's filthy because he had the needles in May. He's got the lurgy. Don't go near him. I think he's going home after this. But he's going an all-up bet. You ready for this?
Let's hear it.
Rabbits, all-up panthers, all-up sharks, all-up dragons. He could retire if that gets up.
Retire. I tell you what, if he turned up for work on Monday morning, I can guarantee that.
Oh, come on, Bluey, give him a little bit of hope. Anyway,
Warriors.
Yeah.
No, come on.
Oh, no, it was the Warriors. Sorry, it was the Warriors. Yeah, he's taking all the outsiders.
Right, okay.
So it's Rabbits, Warriors, Sharkies, Saints. He's all the outsiders.
I'll give him a chance now.
All right, we'll see. Now, a reminder also for boating and fishing enthusiasts, remember tomorrow, Triple M rocks your shop. I'll be with Christy at Camden Haven Marine. Huge factory discounts on Stacer and Evinrude and also the Suzuki outboards as well. And we've got vouchers to give away to the Sandbar Cafe and Restaurant and also Oasis by the River in Name the Captain, Bluey. And you and I have had a fantastic week thinking up captains of boats. Now, here's one. Do you know, Bluey, the name of the captain of the Titanic? Do you remember?
No, I don't. Sorry?
Oh, you don't? Well, there's one to look up. Now, the other one, do you remember the Italian bloke that was giving someone a cuddle when it ran into the rocks? The Costa Concordia, Bluey, from Italy?
Oh, yes, over there. Oh, I like the way you said it was giving someone a cuddle.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah, well, I just didn't want to go into it too much, but yeah.
We were like,
what the happened? The boat, you go on the rocks. Anyway, we're going to have some fun with that tomorrow as Triple M rocks your shop.
What time are you kicking that off?
Well, we're going to be at Rob's place from 9 o'clock. I call it, Bluey, the biggest toy shop in the Camden Haven. His boat shop.
Lovely.
Yeah, you got lots of boats. So we'll be there tomorrow. Yeah. And Christy's there will be to keep us in line. So that's coming up tomorrow. And really looking forward to it. And, by Monday, Bluey, you're going to have proper spring. 23 degrees plus and nothing but sunshine. How about that?
Bring it on.
Bring it on. That's what he says. That he warms up his till finger. Now, here we go. The Bluey Waters Footy Tab Best Bet.
Yes, the Bluey Waters Footy Tab Best Bet this weekend. We're off to ANZ Stadium Saturday evening. The Auckland Warriors received 2.5 stars against the Penrith Panthers. They won't need it.
Oh, he's down with the Warriors. Yeah. He likes them. He does like the Warriors.
I reckon they're a chance of playing Brisbane in the grand final. There you go.
Is that right? Well, I tell you what, I begrudgingly think they'll give them a really good run Saturday night for a couple of reasons. Green back in at 5'8". They're a totally different team with him there, aren't they?
Yes, they are. Yeah. And,
but they're still the Warriors, Bluey.
Left-hand side.
They're still the Warriors, though, Bluey. They'll break your heart. They'll break your heart. Anyway, if that gets up, here we go.
The Bluey Waters Bottle-O Best Bet.
Yeah, so Bluey Waters Bottle-O Best Bet for these finals, and we'll need a lot of nutrients for this weekend. So we're off to Dan Murphy's. We've got the 30-pack Tui's Extra Dry Cans at $49.95 a carton.
What's that a grog, Bluey?
That's $1.66. You'll be able to sip and cheer all weekend.
There it is. From the great man, Bluey Waters. All right, Bluey. Now, what chance do you think we are watching today, Bluey, with a strong wind warning? You think we're still a chance?
10%.
10%. Oh, I've got to eat some ginger, Bluey. I think it might be a bit joggly out there. I don't want a Bulldogs episode. I'll try and eat some ginger so I don't get a bit, getting close to an up and under. We'll see. Have a great day, Bluey. And just repeating, you're heading out to the estuary.
After the estuary, we're going to try for a bream or a blackfish on prawns.
Thank you, Bluey.
Cheers.
Geordie Leakes, the latest entertainment goss.
Brought to you by Southwest Rocks Country Club, the premier entertainment venue in the Maclay Valley.
Well, as we just mentioned, Burt Reynolds, the wisecracking 1970s movie heartthrob and Oscar winner, has passed away at aged 82. He had a heart attack in Florida. His family were with him at the time of his passing. American punk legends Dead Kennedys have announced second shows in both Sydney and Melbourne following the quick sell-out of their first shows in each city. The new shows are Wednesday, October 31 at the Metro in Sydney and Monday, November 5, Melbourne Cup Eve in Melbourne. The NRL has ditched international stars and politics for a turn dose of pure homegrown Aussie rock for the grand final. Rising rock legends Gang of Youths, who also happen to be diehard footy fans, will headline this year. And the Radiators play our sponsors of Strawdy Leaks, Southwest Rocks Country Club, tonight, supported by the Bounty Hunters. The Rads are celebrating 40 years this year. Tickets are $27.50. The show starts at 8. Earlier in the week, I caught up with a bass player from the Rads, Jeff Turner.
Calling all the geese a 40th anniversary tour sort of thing, and a logo out and a bit of a promo thing around that, and try and make the most, because it's quite a milestone.
This is the Mid-North Coast's Triple M News.
Showers and a top of 23 on the Mid-North Coast. Good morning, I'm Lee Jollo with the latest local news. The latest info is in from the Bureau of Crime Statistics and Research. On a statewide level, the quarterly updates are showing crime rates are stable or falling in all but one of the 17 major crime categories in the 24 months to June. That's not necessarily being replicated on a local level, however. The Mid-North Coast has seen an upward trend over the past 2 years in robbery without a weapon and also stealing from motor vehicles. On Saturday from 10:30 a.m, Climate Change Australia Hastings are holding a Rise for Climate Action event starting at Town Beach. It's part of a global day of action that will see thousands of communities rising up to demand real leadership on climate and clean energy. President of the Hastings branch, Kerri-Ann Jones, says federal government should take a leaf out of our book and support more renewable projects.
One of the highest take-ups of domestic rooftop solar panels in Australia. So people in Port Macquarie already have switched on to the need for renewables, and whether that's because economically it works for them or because environmentally they know that it's a sensible thing to do, the take-up of solar in this town is just superb.
In the latter stages of National Child Protection Week, locals on the Mid-North Coast are reminded to do their bit to help make sure all children are safe and happy. It comes as new figures show that nearly 1 in 30 Aussie kids require protection services. Governor-General Sir Peter Cosgrove says protecting children is everyone's business.
National Child Protection Week is a time to focus on the role we can all play in ensuring every child has a safe, loving and fulfilling childhood.
And a 26-year-old Maxville man who was snapped behind the wheel on his phone and with his feet on the dashboard is expected to face court on October 17. In the football Mid-North Coast Northern Comp, it's all about the juniors with grand finals on tonight in Wauchope. First, we'll bear witness to the under-15s with Wauchope Axemen to play host to Port United from 6 p.m. At 6:45 is the under-16s girls. That's involving Wauchope Waratahs and Camden Haven. And Wauchope are again taking part in the final game tonight up against Macleay Valley at 7:30 in the under-18s girls. The following morning, some more grand finals, this time in Laurieton. The under-12s, Macleay Valley versus Western Phoenix. Port United Crocs against Port Saints Leopards in the under-13s. And in the under-14s, Port United Wallabies versus Port Saints Bears. And that's the latest news and sport.
Triple M Beach and Surf Conditions with Hutto.
Fueled by the Q Country Club, where you can have breakfast on the balcony every Saturday and Sunday from 9.
Good morning. We have a north to northeasterly wind blowing already, so that means those protected northern corners and some of our open beaches have nice clean conditions, and there's a few decent little waves around. The swell's out of the east, wave size is only small at the present time, around that 2 feet mark, but high tide's around 6:30 this morning, so as that tide starts to drop out, those waves should pick up. We do have low tide around noon today, and the water temperature in Port Macquarie is around 17 degrees. Further north, it's around 20 to 21 degrees. And now for the surf for this weekend. Saturday's looking fairly good, actually, with some nice little wind, nice little waves, I mean. The wind will be out of the southwest. It'll only be light in the morning, so check those open beaches also for that early morning to mid-morning surf. Then the wind will strengthen a little bit from the south. We'll have two swells on Saturday, have a little bit of northeast swell and also an easterly swell. Wave size should be around that 3 foot mark, so Saturday's looking pretty good for waves. Sunday, the wind's going to be a little bit stronger from the southwest, so those southern corners will again have the cleanest and the best conditions. We'll have a new swell on Sunday. It'll be from the south, so most of it will be missing those southern corners. But the southern corners should still have waves around that 2 feet mark. The open beaches will have waves around 4 to 5 feet, but they will be messy due to the strength of that southwesterly wind.
Triple M.
Get amazing deals with the Warren Plowright Toyota-thon.
Cloudy, very high, 90% chance of showers and storms, and up to 23 for today for the coastal waters. There is a strong wind warning current for northerlies, as Hutto mentioned, up to 30 knots. The Bluey Waters fishing best bet is the estuary for blackfish or brim on prawns, and try and tuck yourself up out of that wind. The three-day outlook tomorrow, partly cloudy, high chance of showers and storms in 24. Sunday, partly cloudy, slight chance of a shower in the morning and afternoon in 22. And Monday, beautiful and sunny and 23 degrees. At the moment, it is 17 in Coffs, 12 in Kempsey, 14 in Port and Taree at 23 to 7. Triple M, and Triple M rocks the footy tonight from 7. It is Souths and the World Wrestling Federation. I'm in the Melbourne Storm. Coverage from 7. That is Foreigner there, a little hot-blooded. 7 to 7. Doesn't look too bad at the moment, but it's going to get windy and it's going to get wet later. And up to about 23 degrees, so saith the Bureau. And looking at the radar, there are fair income clumps around today coming over from the west. So let's hope our farmers get it. At the moment, I'm looking at some really good rain around Coonabarabran, Gunnedah, Narrabri, Armidale, Moree, Mungindi. All in those areas that really need it. So that is good news. Apparently by Monday, it's going to be the first fair income day of spring with temperatures up to about 23 degrees plus and nothing but sunshine.
Extra, extra, read all about it.
What the papers are saying. Thanks to Chris and Fee at the Plaza and Clifton News Agencies.
Yeah, now talking about that, first up, good morning, Lee. And I've got to tell you that Chris, the news agent, who sponsors this segment, There are four games this weekend. He's having an all-up bet, and he fair income will be able to retire if it gets up. Now, he's taken all the outsiders, so he's going for the Rabbits, All up the Warriors, all up the Sharks, all up his beloved Saints. So I'd say he will be rolling in bling on Monday if that gets up. Good on you, Chris. And anybody else from the Storm, the Penrith, the Roosters or the Broncos will be in the fetal position if that happens. But anyway, what's making news today, champ?
Yes, so on the front page of the Daily Telegraph today, shipwreck is the headline there. Super yacht workers have lifted the lid on the dark underbelly of the industry where prostitutes on deck can be common. Girls are fired for being a bit overweight and hard drugs are everywhere. One Sydney worker has revealed how she walked in on a billionaire boat owner with a needle in his arm. That's on the front page of the Daily Telegraph. Of course, a local girl sadly passed away in Greece not so long ago. As well as that, cops bite dogs as club and bar face massive fines. Two Bulldogs players were yesterday charged by police with obscene exposure, and a third was fined for offensive conduct as the fallout from the NRL's Team Out of Control Mad Monday party continued. The NRL also announced it was slapping the Bulldogs with a massive $250,000 fine after Chief Executive Todd Greenberg emerged furious from viewing CCTV footage of the post-season celebrations. And in the Sydney Morning Herald, Sydney's empty schools revealed amid a $6 billion building boom to tackle population growth, dozens of schools sit half empty with space for thousands more students. And oh, what a pair. Ex-chief dumps on Dutton. Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton was last night locked in an extraordinary battle of claim and counterclaim with his estranged former border security chief over the old pair controversy after he sacked the official and he gave explosive evidence to a parliamentary inquiry there.
Okay, those are the main news stories in the Nationals today. Now, locally with you, Lee.
Yes, so locally we've seen the BOSCAR statistics coming out this week. Those are the Bureau of Crime Statistics and Research. On a statewide level, the quarterly updates are showing crime rates are stable or falling in all but one of the 17 major crime categories in the 24 months to June. That's not necessarily being replicated on a local level, however. The Mid-North Coast has actually seen an upward trend over the last 2 years in robbery without a weapon and also in stealing from motor vehicles.
Good on you, Lee. All the sport, of course. We've got the big cup, the Tuncurry Cup at Foster today in racing, and of course day one of the Old Mal titles at Crescent Head, so plenty of sport happening. And if you haven't already heard, Burt Reynolds has passed away at age 82. I know you're about 1,000 years younger than me, Lee. Any memories of the great Burt Reynolds? See, I'm Smokey and the Bandit and all that type of stuff. So
yeah, Smokey and the Bandit is certainly the one that came to my mind. As you say, I haven't seen too much of him, but he's just an extremely recognisable face, isn't he? Everyone knows him.
For sure, Boogie Nights was the one that brought him back. And John, it's funny, John Michael Housen, our entertainment reporter, which we'll have on next hour, was talking last week. He was sort of making a comeback in the new film that Quentin Tarantino is doing about Charles Manson. Oh. And a young Australian bloke's got the lead. And Burt Reynolds was going to play one of the hippies.
Oh, too bad.
It's called Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. I hope they've finished it.
Yeah.
Imagine, you know, release date on that one that has Burt Reynolds' last film and, again, the story of Tarantino doing Charles Manson.
That'd
should
be
unbelievable. Yeah. Good on you, Lee. You toddle off down to the newsroom. We'll talk to you in about 7 minutes, champion. Mid-North Coast, 20 for Brekkie. Thanks to your locally owned club, the Port City Bowling Club, who have a big announcement regarding some fundraising for a great local charity partnering with us next month. Wow, it is a cracker, let me tell you. Sister Golden here. We'll tell you more about it as we get closer to it from America. It's 11 past 7. Glorious sunshine in some parts of the Mid-North Coast. But as I always say, whack the bomb, the Bureau of Meteorology, on your favourites, either on your phone or on your home computer. There are clumps coming from out west, and the really great news is it's dumping down on Coonabarabran, on Gunnedah, on Narrabri, on Armidale, Inverell, Moree, Lightning Ridge, all out there, even to Goondiwindi, and it's coming across to the coast. So it's still a little way off at the moment if we're going to get something today, but it is such good news for our farming community. Beauty. And just on that as well, today, and of course we've been following Josh Ball's McClay Hay Run, Josh will be smiling today to know that throughout the whole community of Australia, 2,000 bales of hay are actually being dropped off at Gunnedah today. That is fantastic news. If you're just waking up, we've lost Burt Reynolds overnight. He was 82. And Mr. Producer Smokey and the Bandit, that smile, he was absolutely brilliant, wasn't he? The
absolutely.
Great Burt Reynolds.
Yeah,
and lovely. Boogie Nights, of course. Another interesting film.
Yep.
sort of and, shot him back up there.
Cannonball Run.
Cannonball Run. Fantastic.
He was in Cannonball Run.
He was in Cannonball Run. Yeah. And the other thing is, John Michael, speaking last week with us, and we'll catch up with him in about half an hour, was telling us about a movie that was might have signalled his comeback too, because there's a young Australian guy playing Charles Manson in the Quentin Tarantino film about that called Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. And we had Burt playing one of the hippies up in the mountains that was involved with the sect. So if he's finished the filming, gee, won't that be worth something, eh? Anyway, we've lost one of the great ones in Burt Reynolds. Now, also, as you know, who sponsors our headlines each day from the papers, Chris from the news agency, he's having an all-up this week.
Right.
Rabbits, all-up warriors, all-up sharks, all-up dragons.
Okay.
Okay, yeah. All right. We don't know if he needs counselling or he's going to be the world's greatest genius on Monday morning, but Chris will say is good luck. Now, you is totally impartial now that the Seagulls are gone.
It's the season still going.
Yeah, have you got a... Geez, you're good, fair to go. Who do you like at this early stage?
I reckon the Richmond Tigers are surefire to take it out, go back-to-back.
Hey, I got one from Barton last night too, all right?
Mm.
So talking about the AFL, it was a big win by Richmond last night. He just looked a class above my poor old Hawks. I've sent him a note saying, look, we're in it. It's quarter time, but I said, call it off now. And he goes, we're matching them for intensity, Tige. There's a good football clanger for you. The intensity didn't last on.
And then I reckon that would have been the last message you got from him by the night.
It was. Tige wasn't sending any more. I'd gone to bed by then anyway. There you go. Anyway, Triple M rocks the footy coverage from 7 tonight. The World Wrestling Federation up against Souths right here on the M's at 13 past 7.
Strawny's top three things to do this weekend on Triple M.
The Camden Haven Orchid Society are holding their spring show this weekend at the Laurentian United Servicemen's Club. If you love your orchids, you cannot miss it. Sunday, the Nambucca Entertainers are putting on another Year Butte Ripper variety show, this time at the Yatungut Hall. It's a 2 o'clock start. It's to raise funds for drought relief. It's $12 in. And the two-day national all-male surfing titles get underway today at Crescent Head with the finals tomorrow. 13 divisions will be contested, and there's also a show and shine today. Here's Roger Ferguson with more.
There's pre-63, pre-65. Some of them weigh, 50 kilograms. Some of them weigh, 30 kilograms. Yeah, look, it's just like watching rainbows, mate. Everybody loves watching a rainbow, don't they? and you see the sunrise, you just watch these kids, you just stand there in awe. You know, there's the Jack Norton's, there's the Matty Chinowski's. We've got a young surfer here, young Daniel Johnson. They make these boards talk, mate.
Stoney's top three things to do this weekend on Triple 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 M. I'm the free online computer-generated voice for Stoney's Breaky Show.
Triple M's Entertainment Report with John Michael Housen from Majestic Cinemas, Port Macquarie, Nambucca Heads and Sawtell.
Here he is, John Michael. Good morning. Good morning, John. How are you?
Good morning, Mark, and good morning, holiday guys.
Now, you were talking about Burt Reynolds. He's rebooting his career, the new film with Quentin Tarantino about Charles Manson, and then we've lost him overnight.
Overnight, yes. At 82, he had a heart problem and went away. And it's very sad because I met him. He was a delightful man. In fact, reading the comments today online, people genuinely liked him. There's a wonderful story. He got turned down for a TV show, one of those rawhides or whatever, and Clint Eastwood and he auditioned at the same time. And they said to Clint Eastwood, "Your neck's too thin, you don't photograph very well." And they said to Burt Reynolds, "You can't act." And so in the car park, he said, "What are you going to do, Clint?" Clint says, "Nothing I can do about my neck." And he said, "Well, I'm just going to book in for acting lessons."
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
Just incredible. Because I think he was a pretty good football player as well.
He was. He was a college football player, and that led him. He got injured and didn't know what he was hoping to get into the, you know, the mainstream professional football. But he got injured, so he, you know, what are you going to do I'll take up acting. So anyway, he did work very hard, and because his personality was bigger than any role that he played, and that was the thing about him. He had a huge career in television, of course, before he went into feature films. I mean, he was in about half a dozen series, one after the other. One of my favourites was a show called Dan August.
I remember that, the detective show.
Dan August, he was... I think the character he played was part a Native American and whatever, the detective thing. It was very, very good. Of course, then he had, you know, well-publicised relationships with a lot of lovely ladies, including Dinah Shore. Dinah Shore was older than him, the great singer. And then Sally Fields, who was a lot younger than him.
And the one I remember, John Michael, because I loved WKR Cincinnati, the television show about the radio station, was Laurie Anderson.
Oh, but they had an anchorous and rancorous divorce. Yeah.
That was messy, wasn't it?
That didn't turn out to be very good. But his other relationships were absolutely terrific. So, you know, he had they all broke up feeling quite friendly towards him.
Yeah, except that one. John Michael, when you were talking about this movie last week, this will be big news. Did he finish the movie for Tarantino?
No, he hadn't started it.
Oh, no.
No.
Okay. No. Gee, well, that's...
It's a shame, as I said. It's the sort of role that every old actor would love to have.
Yeah.
And, you know, they love to give old actors sort of an award at that stage of their lives, and... unfortunately, didn't do it. So there we go.
Yeah, and also we had obviously Aretha Franklin's funeral, which was drawn out. But
what a circus! I feel so sorry. I mean, the poor woman. I mean, the craziest comment, of course, came from Stevie Wonder, great talent. But shut up, Stevie. He said she died because of global warming.
That is drawing. We can look after them.
No, they're insane.
I know.
She had pancreatic cancer, Stevie. That's what killed her. But while she was in her coffin, I mean, this is so macabre. They changed her clothes three times while she was on display.
Yeah, I don't know.
The actual ceremony, if you could call it that, it was like a bloody circus. You got all these political people using it as a chance to get up and attack Donald Trump at the poor woman's funeral. Yeah. Then you had the so-called bishop, he had to apologise, grabbing that, what's her name, Ariana Grande, in a not a very nice way. And then she was wearing a skirt which was much, much too short for a funeral. And the bloke sitting behind her, including Bill Clinton, were looking up her dress.
No, John Michael, we'll leave it there. It's a funeral.
Aretha Franklin, a wonderful talent,
yep,
a class act, you know, And this was her funeral. It was like, I must say, I did have a chuckle, though. Laura Ingraham, who's a commentator on Fox News in America, said the thing was so long, you know, because it went for about 6 hours.
Yeah.
She said it was so long they should make a TV series out.
You wouldn't believe it. Say, some things in America we just don't understand. But anyway...
Well, I can understand the people that put this together. No. I know where their minds are at.
Yeah, 6 hours. Fair dinkum. Anyway, let's finish it on a positive note. We're sad about Aretha. We're sad about Bert. But what about Jerry Reed and the theme song to the Smokey and the Bandit films? Absolutely sensational. What about we play a bit of that to leave everybody on a positive note?
And later on, play Deliverance. the dueling banjo.
Oh, fantastic. All right, mate. Well, for Kieran and the team at Majestic, we'll talk to you next week.
Okay, mate. See you later. Bye-bye.
John Michael Hollywoodhausen.
Oh, Strawny.
Who remembers this? Wasn't it fantastic? In memory of the great Burt Reynolds, who we lost overnight at age 82...
out there dogging us again. He thinks he's really got it cooking, plans to do a lot of booking. The only trouble, he keeps looking where we've already been. So if I can keep it on the ground when I put that hammer down, then I'll be Texas bound and I'm flying. Texas bound and a-flying. I got my tin in the wind, let it all hang out again. Cause how you gonna win if you ain't trying? Now Smokey and the Bandit is a tale you don't forget. Cause every time you hear an engine scream and whine, well, you'll have to think about old Bandit, old Buford, Frog, and Fred the Snowman. Their story is a legend that will live on in time. So if I can keep it on the ground when I put that hand down, and I'll be Texas bound and I'm
Port Macquarie. Wake up wonderful with a new bed from 40 Winks in the Port Home Zone.
Here she is, Marie at Southwest Rocks. How are you?
Oh, good morning, Strawny.
That's
a little bit windblown.
Yeah, I know. Apparently it's going to be, well, the coastal waters, the boaties are expecting 30 knot nor'easters today. So it's fitting. I'm like a January day, Marie.
It is.
Anyway.
I don't know about anything else.
Yeah, well, hopefully it blows the wheel onto your number. You know how this works, Marie. I've just got to match your birthday with the number on the wheel. Thanks to 40 Winks, you get $1,000. What number, Marie?
Well, my birthday came up yesterday, so I'm taking my son's birthday. Number 5.
Number 5. All right, Marie, let's go for number 5. Come on, number 5. Oh, Marie. Oh, no. It's landed on the number 4.
4?
Oh, I can't believe
never
it.
Never mind.
Yeah. Sorry about that, Marie. I was up out of the chair. I love giving away Mr. Producer's money. Never mind. I tell you what, end of the month, we do the big draw for the Triple M bag, jam-packed full of goodies. I've got your details. Keep your hat on today, Marie, in the wind. And we shall talk to you again real soon. We appreciate the call, okay?
Thanks, Ronnie. Thanks,
Marie. Yeah, very windy around the rocks today. Wow. Now, some other birthdays. We do have some luminaries. Otto, if you're listening, the great Morris Minor is birthday today. And it's double five for Morris. And I hear there's happy hour all day today at the Stagger Inn. Ah! Now, people like the great Mark, in brackets, Morris Minor, are sharing their birthdays today with Buddy Holly, Gloria Gaynor and the great Peter Lawford, all born on this day, September 7. It's Triple M. Strawny. Triple M and the Ray Hadley Morning Show right around the country after 9 on 131-873. Fleetwood Mac and Say You Love Me. Interesting. The Wizard has just called me while that song was on. I've been talking about the weather, the bad weather that's coming our way, and I was saying it's really hitting the spots that need it at the moment, but moving quickly. He said, Strawn, you got that right, and he abused me a bit, but that's sort of standard with the Wizard. His daughter's in Moree and said it is stinking hot. They've got mozzies there. The rain came for 3 minutes and 10 seconds. Very, very, very hard, you know, heavy rain, and then it's gone again. So I said it was coming in from the west, and if you have a look at the bombs radar site, you'll see that it is coming in very, very quickly. So when it gets here, I don't know if it'll even hang around here, but at the moment, it's past Moree, and it's now around the Inverell area and heading towards Nowon, Dock, Scone, Denman, Williamtown, and up to Glen Innes. So let's hopefully it does. We're going to be thankful for small mercies anyway, but let's hope it drops a little bit more than apparently it did at Moree. Good to hear from you, Wizard. I'll text you a few photos from the staff function later. Thank you. It's 16 to 9.
Triple M's Flight Times, powered by Majestic Cinemas in Port Macquarie and Buckerheads in Sawtelle, where movies come alive. For more details, head to majesticcinemas.com.au.
No problems with the plane. Just spoke to Trent at the airport, who says QF2165, your QantasLink flight, on time, 10 o'clock departure out of port. She'll get you into Sydney around 11:15. Showers, possible storm in the harbour city today in 22. Currently 19, with a little westerly blowing to 15 kilometres per hour.
The Mid-North Coast today. What's on for Holiday Coast Credit Union?
Here is Christy.
Happy Friday.
Yeah.
We're very excited because we have a fun day ahead for us, don't we?
We do, we do. And did Aideen tell you about my idea for that sweep we're running too?
What sweep?
Well, about if someone is not feeling well, who's the first person?
To chuck up over the boat.
Yeah, it's a dollar in.
Well, you do know that Pommy Rich isn't going because he gets seasick. He doesn't have his sea legs, so he's boycotted the idea of going for a whale-watching cruise today.
Have you heard the best sledge ever from Bodge?
What's that?
Why is he sick? I mean, he came out here on one.
He's just as bad as you.
Oh, that's terrible. We love him, though. And in typical English fashion, what did he say? I'll meet you at Paul. Thank you, Richard. Where is he in? Is he in yet or not?
He's here.
He's here. Okay, all right.
I think he's just making up an excuse because he doesn't want to go whale watching.
Right, yeah.
Who wouldn't on a beautiful day like today?
He cops another sledge too from Hutto, calls him SBS. He can't understand a word he says. Isn't that terrible?
Yeah, he's a little bit hard to understand. How is it that we made him on air the weekend What's On with Jack?
We'll be talking to him tomorrow anyway with the great Jack. What's happening today, Christy?
Well, the Student Heart Project Red and Blue Ball is on tonight at Panthers, so all proceeds go to purchasing life-saving AEDs that are around the North Coast region for the use of emergency. There's a street stall and sausage sizzle from 9 till 2:30 in Waller Street in Maxville today, supporting the Black Dog Institute. The free lunchtime concerts continue at the Glasshouse in Port Macquarie from 12:30 today with Gary Bewley and a hint of Elvis and Susan Lee. And Rudy's Market is a weekly farmer's market held today and every Friday at the corner of Bushland and Canangra Drives in Taree. And a reminder, it's Legacy Week this week, so get along to your local shopping malls and purchase some goods to help Legacy, where present-day widows and children are currently being helped. And the annual Archibald Prize is on show at the Glasshouse as well. It's a prestigious and controversial Archibald Prize.
Always good fun. Every Aussie should see it. It's really cool. Thank you, Christy.
Thank you. And if you have a not-for-profit event, you can let us know at triplem.com.au. That's where you can share that event with us or find out what else is on around the Mid-North Coast.
Obie Hayes.
Strawny for breakfast.
I've been a frickin' evil doctor for 30
freaking years.
For the Port City Bowling Club.
Triple M.
Oh, yes. That wraps up what's been a huge week for us here at Triple M. Thank you for your company. Ray, coming up after 9 on 131-873. If you missed any part of the show, just go to my page and press catch up on our website, and you'll see also highlights on the Triple M Facebook page as well. And we love getting your feedback. Don't forget the Instagram site too. We love getting your photos of our beautiful Mid-North Coast. Christy put some absolute crackers up yesterday when we had Tradie Thursday, thanks to ARB, about beautiful Comboyne, the top of the mountain there. It was great to catch up with Glenn yesterday, and shout Smoko for them on the dairy there. And it was quite ironic, given that Christy was giving him milk that he'd given in the first place to produce it. And we're talking about the oak-flavoured milk and the tumble gum gear. It was good fun. Those photos, and if you want to hear us talking to the crew there from Comboyne yesterday, just go to the Facebook site or indeed to our website. Whatever you're doing, have a great weekend. Remember, Triple M rocks the footy tonight. Coverage from 7 for the World Wrestling Federation up against South Sydney. That game on tonight. KO, you love it when I say that, don't you, champion? that's it for us for today. Thanks for your company. Have a great weekend. Stand by Ray after 9 on 131-873. Don't forget it, my great sponsors, Port City Bowling Club. The courtesy bus is running if it gets wet later. Talk to them, 6583-1133. Bobby will get you to the club to and from in style. Whatever you're doing, have a great weekend. I'll see you tomorrow with Christy as Triple M rocks the shop at Camden Haven Marine from 9. Day.